Chavis Halvavos Shir and Shar HaBitachon, Sunday, November 22nd, Yud Kislev, Tavshinayin Vav, Chorif of Tavshinayin Vav, and we're somewhere towards the beginning of the fourth parak in Shar HaBitachon. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvavos Shar HaBitachon, and we're in the fourth parak. He gave a list of seven things that he will be talking about. Applications. Fourth paragraph is applications of bitachon. The first thing on the list is basic life, necessities, basic health, basic shelter, basic clothing, anything you need for survival. So he says a very fascinating yesod. It really is. I'm not saying it's a kiddush, no one else talks in such detail about bitachon, but it's a kiddush. He says that on one hand, bitachon is a no-brainer. I mean, I'm relying on Hashem. So I am alive, so I'm relying on Hashem to keep me alive. I don't have to make a leap of faith for that. I'm relying on Hashem for my life. I'm relying on Hashem that my lungs work. So I'm relying on Hashem to give me basic parnasa when I need to survive, basic shelter when I need to survive, basic anything, health when I really need to survive. On the other hand, he says, and because he takes bitachon so seriously, he emphasizes this. Tashi doesn't have to emphasize it. We have trouble with the bitachon side. He emphasizes the chiyuv hishtadlus side because it's so meaningful to him, and it's so real that, like, bitachon's a no-brainer when it comes to life. So he has to, and he's so ma'arich here in your absolute obligation to do hishtadlus. We'll call it the word that we're used to, hishtadlus, when it comes to basic life. Why? The longest is, the reasoning is, because we always create the channels through which Hashem's Gezerah is channeled. That's what Hishtadlus is. We should not think that Hishtadlus is accomplishing anything. Hishtadlus is that we have an obligation. I was about to say a perfect sentence, but it's not perfect. It should be perfect, actually, basic. It's a very good sentence. Our Chiyuv Hishtadlus is our obligation to create the channels through which Hashem's Gezerah can function. And if we don't create those channels, we want an ace, or we want something unusual, and we'll talk about how that's wrong. And we're more obligated, because he doesn't have to say this, because we, I'll tell you how our minds work. Not you, you ladies are wonderful, but tell them about me, how my mind works. I want to stay alive, so like, I'm forgetting about Hashem. I'm going to do everything I can to stay alive, as if it's Kochi Rotsim Yodi. And I'll have to talk on too, you know, but my main thing is I'm going to hustle and I'm going to do, because I need to basically exist and be alive. He's looking at it deep. So I don't have a problem with the Shabbos side of the equation. I have a problem with the Bifalan side of the equation, because since I'm doing and I have to do and I want to do, so I'm going to fall into Kochi Rotsim Yodi mode. He's the other way around. Bitachon, no brainer. I rely on Hashem to keep me alive because I am alive. So I'm, so I have to rely on Hashem. You know, I have a list to Hashem. My lungs have to work. You have to give me parnasa, basic parnasa. You have to keep me healthy, right? So I have a laundry list, Hashem. Then he launches into an arichus of your obligation to do hishtadlus in this area, because he's afraid you're going to take him so seriously that you're going to just say, okay, Hashem, how long I live and whether I live is totally up to you, and I'm going to sit home and I'm not going to take care of myself. I'm going to go to dangerous places. I'm going to do dangerous things. I'm not going to watch my health, and you have to take care of me because you want me to live, don't you? So he says it's not true. He says it's the equivalent of committing suicide. You don't take care of yourself, because we have to create the channels. So more of an obligation. The biggest up when he gets to part two, he's going to say something nobody likes to hear. That there's no hishtadlus to be done. if you want to have more money than you need. I know there's no such thing as more money than you need. But there's no hishtadlus to be done. You're wasting your time. You're either going to have it or you're not going to have it. So we'll look. I don't want to jump ahead. We'll get to that. He's going to explain it. We're going to have questions. We're going to go into it. But right now he's saying, but here, you do have an obligation of hishtadlus because you, Hashem has to keep you alive, so to speak. So you must create the channels to which he's going to do so. And if you don't, you're committing suicide. And one of two things are going to happen. This is, I'm going to pick up the text. We're up to the second thing. And he brings down from Shmuel that was afraid, that said, how can I go? Shaul's going to kill me. So Gemara talks about it from the perspective of Shluchei Mitzvahin and Nizokin. Chazalvavus talks about it, Mitzvah, like, where's your bitachon? Right? It's different angles. Gemara says, Taka, what was he afraid of? Shluchei Mitzvahin and Nizokin. Chazalvavus is like, what happened to regular, good old bitachon? Where's your bitachon? He says, it was dangerous. You can't go into dangerous situations. And you see, Hashem answered him and gave him an etzah, gave him a ploy. Hashem didn't remonstrate with him the way he seemingly remonstrated with Moshe Rabbeinu, who said, "Misom pela odom miyosam ilem ocherish opikeach oiver halo anochi Hashem." Like Moshe Rabbeinu, what's gotten into you, so to speak? I mean, that needs limud. What transpired here in that conversation? But Shmuel, when Hashem told him to go, and he had the we would perhaps think, chutzpah, to say to Hashem, I can't go, it's dangerous. And Hashem told him to go. And Chazal says, no, Hashem was okay with that, and Hashem answered him how to make it not dangerous. Because it's totally legitimate, you're not allowed to do anything dangerous, because it's the equivalent of suicide. And he says suicide is the worst sin in the world, because you are closest to yourself. So it's a betrayal of yourself. It's an interesting thought. Murder is worse. If you murder a stranger, it's terrible. It's murder. If you murder a friend, it's worse. If there's such a thing as worse, it's worse. And if you betray a trust, it's worse. If you turn on someone and murder him, he trusted you, worse. And if you murder yourself, I mean, and he's extrapolating, not taking care of yourself. He says, it's the worst. You are betraying yourself. You're closest to yourself. This is the worst thing you can do. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. So either it's going to work, and you committed murder, you committed suicide, because because there's no channels through which Hashem's desire of life could be channeled. Just like, yeah, you can harm yourself if you didn't create the channels. It's an easier concept than to murder someone else. To murder someone else, we struggle with, it wasn't Gzeiros Hashem, how long was he supposed to live? He would have died anyway, but I'm going to be punished anyway because that's Paro. See, right? There's always a two-track system from Hashem. He's going to die. It's time to die, and you Megalvin Chova Al Bechayov, you did it, you did an Aveira, you'll be punished for it. But when you do it to yourself, then there's no question, you didn't create the channel through which Hashem's Gezeira of life can be channeled. You did something dangerous. You didn't do Hishtadlus. So Hashem's Gezeira, this is how the Chavis looks at his Hishtadlus. You want Hashem to, Now, it doesn't always go bad. He says, the second side is Oshini Notzel. Hashem has other plans for him. Hashem wants him to live. Hashem needs him around for whatever reason. And Hashem is going to save him from himself. It's not Muchrach that Hashem could. Okay, I'll create other channels. There are many cases of attempted suicide that don't work. There are many cases of people who don't eat healthy, don't take care of themselves, etc., 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 and they live. The guy jogging got a heart attack. But you have to do Hishtadlus. So he says, either you'll indeed in this stuff. He's talking about basic life. This is number one. Anything beyond that, quality of life, as we would call it, is already in number two. We're in number one. So either, and you have no one but yourself to blame, you didn't do Hishtadlus, and Hashem's Gezerah of life had nowhere to go. There was no channel. Or you will be saved, because Hashem doesn't need your channel, so to speak. He can get around it, right? You take one pill too little, somebody walks into the room, they pump the stomach, you fall, whatever it is. He says, oh, she not so bad as but you used up a lot of your schusim. You used up a lot of your schusim. Because Hashem had to go out of his way, so to speak. Hashem had to go out of his way to channel your life, and you didn't do the norm, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So Hashem has plans for you, because you're supposed to do things in this world, and Hashem needs you around. Make believe every time I talk about it, I'm saying so to speak. Okay. But you use up your schusim. You made Hashem perform a miracle. Maybe it's not a nice goloi, maybe it's a nice mister, but Yovdu Schuyos of the absent schara. Kamo Shamar Abbasan is a chonim lebracha bezel enyan. He quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. Lo lemal yamun odem b'mokam sakana. Don't do something dangerous. V'yomar she'osin lo neis. Shema ein osin leis. Number one, you don't want to say, whoops. I guess not. V'yomosin lo neis. Now, maybe there will be a neis. He calls it a neis. If you don't do hishtadlus, then we're going to call it a neis. It's probably a neis nistar. We're not talking about... You're miraculous. Although, people sometimes drive dangerously and they're in an accident, and you say miraculously he walked away without a scratch. And that's also a nice mister usually. So he loses a lot of credit. A lot of his work now has been used up. A lot of his schar has been used up in being zochet to this nice. Even though you didn't ask for it, Hashem decided to keep you around. But he performed a nace in keeping you around, so you used up a lot of your schusim. And this is what Yaakov Avinu said, Katonti mikol hachasodim. And there's different interpretations. This is this week's parsha, fortuitously. And, there's different ways of learning. So he's from Hamatargim Feirusha, he's calling Unculus, Ze'eron schusi, my schusim, I'm afraid, have been deducted from my account. Mikol HaChasod and Mikol Tivavot. From all of what you did for me, it's like miraculously I escaped Lavan and I became rich and all of these things happened to me. And I'm afraid, Katon Tivavot HaChasod, it's not, I think the simple shot is I don't deserve it. I'm too small for what you have done to me. I'm humble. But he's saying I became small. Because of all the chasodim that you did for me, I have become small. My account has been depleted. My schusim account has been depleted. Okay, next sentence. And it's not just as stark as life and death. Taking care of your health, not to be sick. With Amazon, basic sustenance, Amalbush, clothing, Amira, where you live, the Hamidos Atovos, that's fascinating, we're not going to go into it. Your basic personality, being a mensch, having friends, having social interaction with people, there's a lot of bitachon there, that people should like you, you should be most entertained by many people, but then this is shtavos, you have to act like a mensch. Ulaharchik shekinegdon and bir emunoso, to stay away from things that harm bir emuna. Ki asibos emovilos also bezeklum, because the truth is your hishtadlus doesn't really do anything. Elabegzeros habori is barach, but kasheyesh the bal haadama, a farmer, nobody is going to say a farmer can sit back and fruit are vegetables. Produce is going to miraculously grow. Lachro shows, so you have to do all the nishtadlus. Lunakosim and akotsim, clear away the thorns, the Zroa, the Mashkosa, to water it, and lo yudan lo amayim magishomim, if it doesn't rain enough, you have to water it. And the yiftach al haborer, you then have bitachon lahafrosa, to make it grow, ulashomrim not pigoim, because that could always happen. There could be a plague of locusts, it could be very, very hot and ruin the crops. There could be floods and ruin the crops. So you have bitachon, you're relying on Hashem, that it'll grow the way you would. It should grow, you fertilize it, but they write low, it's totally, totally inappropriate. If it's chono al gazeros habore, to taspia chadom and mabli zera shakotam low. Everybody understands instinctively that you have to plant, nothing's going to grow if you don't plant. You know that? Okay, not because it can't, but because you have the obligation of Mishtavis. Which is saying Hashem doesn't do this. You create the channels through which Hashem sends this Zera. But this is just an extreme example where we could picture it and we laugh. But that's how it is in everything in our lives. When you're talking about number one of the seven things, basic life. I have to have a job, I have to earn money, I have to take care of myself, etc. B'chein ba'alei hamlocha, any parnosa, v'aschor, v'aschirus, mitzuvin, we're obligated. Lachzor ala terafohem, im habitochon belokim. You have to do your status and have bitochon. This is the nisoyon of life. Because you have to do it in a way that you don't fall into the trap of thinking that your hishtadlus is creating the parnosa. That your hishtadlus is the actual cause. It's not. It's just something Hashem wants you to do, as we learned in Paragimel. It's Hashem's deciding what will be. You're creating a channel through which it flows, through which it's created. But so you have to juggle that. And what the difference is, of course, when an assignment comes up, when you have, when your employer wants you to do an aveira, and you say, well, I can't get fired. So that's when it kicks. Or any assignment in Parnassus we're talking about, or in health. So that's when it kicks in, and you have to, are you capable of saying to yourselves, my hishtadlus is not what's doing it, so Hashem will send me parnasa a different way. If this is not a kosher way to do it, it can't be that Hashem wants me to do hishtadlus and do an aveira, right? It can't be that Hashem wants me to do hishtadlus and render my house dysfunctional. It can't be that Hashem wants me to be in the workplace where things go on that are inappropriate or there's nisyonos, and I have to do it. I have no choice. I have a friend that can't be. So you have a different mindset, right? You have a different mindset and other things. Right? The other one got promoted, not you. You're into Hashem. If you're living like that, you have bitachon, so you don't have all of the fallout of not having bitachon. So that's your life. He points out many times, your life is not that different from a non-baal bitachon. The difference is in your head, in your heart, in your mind. And then I always add, and then when an assignment happens, we see how you react, and that's what separates the baal bitachon. The not baal bitachon, what separates the men from the boys, the ladies from the girls, what separates the men when the assignment happens. When you get fired, you get depressed. You say Hashem is going to send me parnasa a different way. For some reason, Hashem wanted me to be fired. Maybe you check your status level. Maybe the boss fired you because you aren't doing your job properly. Check that. But Ki atarif biyodu reshuso v'shehu orev bo la'odam u'mashlimo lo be'ezashiva sheyirtzeh. do the parnasa, have bitachon, and Hashem will send you the parnasa, because we're talking about to live, and you're living, so he will send it to you, you're relying on him to send it to you. Again, he's looking at it that bitachon's a no-brainer in number one, and it's the ishtadlus that he has to be coaxed into doing. We like learn this kind of rules to say, I don't know who he's talking to. I have no problem doing ishtadlus in order to survive and live and make basic parnasa. My problem is bitachon. Okay. Val Yachsho, and again, this is so hard. This is like really hard, because you're telling me I have to do it and I have to do the best job I can and I can't slack off and I have to stay on top of things and I have to work hard and I have to, you know. And then you're telling me, but it's really meaningless. And it's very hard for a person to absorb and to live and to believe, but that's really the difficulty of life as a religious, as a Jew, where you really have to live and understand that it's all about Hashem and it's not about you. So you have to shift the shift. We're used to it's me and I worship Hashem. I have to pay my dues. I have to swipe the credit card. I have to pass go. You know, I have to pay the toll. I have to daven every day and pay the toll. But it's really about me. And that's... It's very hard not to think like that. Because we have egos and we have a sense of self. That's it. We have a sense of self and an ego. So we think of ourselves. So everything is like... Everything is like sent through the prism of me, and it's very hard to, everything should go through the prism of Hashem. It's hard. But here, so you think this is easy, so it's hard, I say, because again, to us the Ishtadlus is easy, it's the Bitachon that's hard, to the Chavis it's the Bitachon that's easy, it's the Ishtadlus that's hard. Because since Hashem like sort of has to keep me alive, so to speak, so why should I do anything? But at the same time, Al Yacho, don't think he has Siba to Ileu. Oh, if you got Sumula. It's not your Hishtadlus that's doing it. And I was like, if you think about it, it becomes really almost superhuman. And so you have to Sharbi Tachon and you have to believe it and you have to mull it over in your mind, and you have to really feel that way. But you're not allowed to open the store at 9:30 instead of 9. If the norm is to open 9, and you lose customers if you open 9:30, it's usur. I would tell a person, the guy says to me, every store opens 9 o'clock. That's the norm. I'm going to lose customers for sure if I open 9:30. It's not a normal thing to do. But I want to stay and learn the base message a little more. I don't know. I hope I would tell them, no. You learn at night, learn lunchtime, learn here, learn there. You have to do, have a chiyuv to do normal things. People come, they expect it to be open at 9. Maybe it's a bad example. Maybe there's nothing more open at 9:30. Especially in Israel. People are used to saying, oh, he's not here yet. I know he opens 9, but it's not even 9:20 yet. Like, why should he be open? This is what you have to do. So everybody lets out a sigh of relief when the Chazal insists that you do Hishtadlus, but then he says, listen, when it works and you have Parnasa, you have to get out of your mind that I worked hard and I got it. I mean, it's okay to think those words. You can say, Baruch Hashem, Hashem sent bracha b'maisa yodai. Right? The famous formulation of the pasuk by Kochi Vosim Yodi is, you have to remember Hashem, ki hu anosim l'chakoach la'atzos choyo. It doesn't negate the channel. It says, the channel is not you doing, it's Hashem's doing. He works through the channel. So, So you say, what the difference is a lot. Whenever the Nisayon comes up, whenever someone does something that's an avla, someone just came up, and then it's like, I can't tell the story, it's too able to figure out maybe too much who it is. He wants to know first how to react to the person that did the avla to him. So I told him, what am I going to say? I got to toe the party line or I'll be thrown out. So I told him to go learn the chinuch by losinko. There's a tall order. So I'm take a chinuch, especially now I have this new site where I'm trying to pawn off on everybody. I don't make any money out of it. It's not even going through me. Someone else is taking care of it. Learn the shorish of it's a losiko, and that the chinuch talks chayvus halalos talk. He says, what do you think the kavod for? It wasn't the guy doing it, it was Hashem. And I said, you have to read it over a couple of times, and you have to work on believing it. I saw him a couple of days later, and he's doing it for Hashem. He says, it's hard, but he's getting it. It's hard. Of course it's hard. I call it superhuman. In fact, the Torah wants it to be a malach, but that's not true. Because the Torah, Hashem does not, as Gemara says this many times, Hashem does not expect us to be malachim. So apparently it's within our hands to control our thoughts. If we have enough emuna, then it's not as hard as it seems. The reason it's so hard and so difficult, again, I'm not casting aspersions on anyone's emuna, but the more the emuna is real, the more you could think that way. The more intense your emuna, the more you could have that mindset that, oh, it wasn't him. Then it starts the other way. Okay, take it to Bezdin. Explain. Well, life is complicated. If you can take it to Bezdin, it's perfectly legitimate to take it to Bezdin. Torah provides for that, and you can do it. There's no contradiction. But now the difference is when you lose the Bezdin, are you going to curse the Dayan? And that's the difference. You're going to curse the Dayan. So most people do. That's why I retired. Because everything in Torah results in at least one person cursing you. Except one case, a woman. I told you this many times. In all my years at the basement, only one loser thanked the basement. It was a woman, a real estate agent. And it was the homeowner. This was in America. She owes the real estate agent like $20,000. And she wrote us a note two days later, thanking us. She says, wow, I now realize that I was trying to steal from this woman money that's coming to her, and I want to thank you. Once in 20 years, one lady, the Ay Shlomo Mela says, Isha B'chaleila Lomot Salsi. I'm just telling you a story. One person in all those years had that attitude. Okay. It's a little superhuman. The more emuna you have, the more you can do it. That's really, I guess, you can't say it is superhuman. It's just like a word, but you can't say it is because the Torah demands it of us, and the Torah demands it of a 13-year-old. Right? Once you're bar mitzvah, you have to do it. Okay. So Amroy the Lash of Tito, we let it go through Mashikadam Adas Habore. I'm sorry, no. Roy Lushal Yifta Halasiba, he be Yisbakba, the Yosef Lhatsiba. You could work and work hard and make sure you keep up with the latest advances. The Yataliba Eleo. No, I'm sorry, I'm reading it wrong. Roy Lushal Yifta Halasiba, not to be in love with the Ishtadlus. Yosef Lachzikbo, Viatoliba Leo, and you start thinking Kochi Rosim Yadi, Ki Yechlash Bitchon of Elokov, to the degree that you think, yes, I did it. And your Bitchon will be weakened. I think Roy Lachzov, Ki Tovi Lenu, Yosef Mashakodim Adas Abori, this is just the Gezeirah of Hashem coming true, working, right, coming from Machshava to Maisa. You thank Hashem, Hashem that sent you. You thank Hashem that you didn't waste. We read the pasuk and we say, works. Chavilov is saying, because we know how depressing it would be if we did all that work and the Gezeiras Hashem was that it shouldn't be Matzliach. The Gezeiras Hashem was that you're not earning enough money and you worked so hard and you're Hishtadlus, and that's so depressing. So Ashrecha V'tovlach is if you know you don't have that situation. Most people reading the pasuk thinks it's taka yegia kapai. That's what taka producing it. Ashrecha v'tovlach, because But the Chavilovitz of learning Ashrecha v'tovlach because it was horribly, horribly depressing. You work hard and you have nothing to show for it. It could happen because it's not kashur to your ishtadlus. It's kashur to the. It's only kashur in the negative sense. You have to do the ishtadlus. But maybe they can say, well, you should be poor. You shouldn't earn money from this sale, at least. The Omer Echad ben HaChassidim, this is like one of his apocryphal stories. I'm amazed. I give you a large sum of money to tide you over, to help you. So you have to say thank you to me. That's basic Hakaras HaTov. As Chavolos is saying, I'm shocked at the people who gave it and they expect and demand a thank you. Well, they didn't do anything. It's talking from the perspective of the giver. From the perspective of expecting and even demanding a thank you, or demanding that the person, you know how it is, you give something and you become the owner. Person, it's not owning his life. It's not owning. I'm a spali. Nothing to do. You just did what Hashem was goes there. What did you do? So you're not talking about it's a mitzvah to do it, and you also can't sit back. You have to get stuck up, for example. He's talking about purely the idea of the man of expecting thanks, expecting kavod. Then he reminds his friend, I don't know what I did to you. He bakesh also all of. He expects that the person say a proper thank you. He also any tummy mimi shakibul tifani the yacher. But I'm even more amazed from someone who gets parnasa from someone. Buchroch losita lo, but the ikona lo, he's the boss. After his jokes, if I say we shall pay, we're not talking about thank you. We're talking about someone who's so terrified of being fired, or so terrified of that his boss should like him that he's talking about a person that's a mevazeh himself. You know that those things and acts a certain way that's really not appropriate for his faith in one. But he doesn't. There are bosses like that. If he doesn't get his parnosa from this ishtadlus, we'll get it a different way. But again, and he bounces back. He says, don't take this so seriously that you're not going to go out and do ishtadlus. And we don't have that design. He doesn't have to tell it to us. Don't let up. Chazora land, doing the Hishtadlus, Kshehen Reus, Lamidos, Lugufo. This gets us back to the end of the third paragraph where he says what kind of job you should take. It has to be what's appropriate for you, what you're good at, etc. Kasher Kadamti, like I said at the end of the verse, the Yiftach Emzal El Hakav, and bounce back to the Kavan, Shlo Yazveyu, Lo Yarpeyu, Lo Yisale Nimenu, Kroshe Nemar, Tov Hashem, L'Mahul, Yon Sora, Yodea Chosei Bo. V'chein Nomar, we will say the same thing, Binyan Abriyos V'acholi, health, till now we're talking about Parnosa, Ki Al-Ha'odam Uftat B'vorei Buzem, relying on Hashem to keep me going, everything should be working tip top shape. Lishtagel ba'asmodas habrius, but you have to do your hishtagels. The sigos asher mitivon zeh, from things that have the nature of bringing you good health. The litchos amidos meshanogel litchos, so when to push off the midos rolls that mess up your digestion, your digestion, and angry, etc. Kamosha Siva Bor Yasala Virapo Yurape and Blisha Yifta Hal Siva Sabrios Vahholi Shame Mawilos or Mazika Salabishu Sabori. You take care of yourself, but again, once again, the same as with food. You're not relying really on the doctor, you're not relying really on your diet or whatever it is. That's the channel which Hashem is using to keep your health. Hashem Yiftach Babore, your prayer may call you the Siva to the doctor who built the Siva. Sometimes Hashem decides, you know, that what they call a miraculous, or they say miraculous, they say a miracle happens, then you get better without the intervention of the doctor. Hashem Yiftach Dvor over your point. The Efeshe, your prayer may cover a Mazikarbe. Sometimes your food can come through that. That would be already mamish anais, which we don't experience, although any shot, what's it called, the shots they give, immunizations is exactly this, they're being the shrape through the holy, right? Kamoshi adatam in alishiva mayim haroim, kamoshi kozo mayim roma, kamoshi akeles, sharipa hazekam b'melach, through salt. Okay, here he's talking about nisim already. But maybe, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it wasn't even, I don't know, he changed the chemical makeup of the water and then it tasted sweet instead of bitter. He did it by throwing in salt, okay? But the point is, he did something. He didn't just say, Hashem, I can't do this. And then Hashem made it work out. Which is bitter. For your data, Mashoy Minyan also, what happened to Asa, the Melech of Yehuda? Shabbatach ala Rofim, Veiniach Bitchono Belokov, Becholio, Meamusulach of Chocholo, Vamarakotu, Ku Yachli Yachabishim, Kodilu Tipeno. This is Asa's ready book. So we're talking about finding the balance. So also, when you learn Nach, well, you don't even see the whole story. But if you learn Divrei Hayamim, then you see the whole story. And it doesn't seem like he did anything worse than going to a doctor, which one wouldn't go to a doctor. But somehow the Novi that came to him to remonstrate with him knew that his bitachon was in the doctor, not in Hashem. And he remonstrates with him and also gets punished for his attitude. And there's a story before that part of the story where Asa goes to war and he employs certain strategic tactics which was beyond his shtatlus. He was willing to give away all the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash so that he should make an alliance with a king. And again, you read the story and you say, well, you know, what did he do wrong? You know, you're supposed to strategize, you're supposed to make alliances, you're supposed to... So, if you read the Novi, I'm not going to go through it, but if you read the Divrei Hayamim, the story, you realize that the Novi remonstrates with him because he shows, like I said, sometimes you could be shown that your shtadlus is really a lack of bitachon. It's not a shtadlus. If it renders you dysfunctional, if you're giving away the money of the Beis HaMikdash, if you're giving away the money that you're all your ancestors have accumulated as the Osros HaMelech, if you're nervous, if you're showing that you do crazy things, you offer Yeah, I'll say Oslo, you know, but the other people didn't believe in Hashem, but we, you know, people were not much better. You know, you say, yeah, everybody wants peace, nobody wants war, but you don't have to be tough on if you're willing to keep away Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, you don't. Like Asa, what did Asa do? Asa gave a bribe in order to make an alliance. And the Novi tells me you stepped over the line. You showed a Chisaron Bitachon. If someone with Bitachon and was just doing his shtadlus would not have done that, would not have offered, and he made his enemy his ally. And the Novi says, what's the matter with you? So in 10 years, he's going to come attack you. You could have gone to war against him also, and you would have beat both of them, because it's up to Hashem who wins the war. So what if you make your enemy into your friend when we all know that the enemy's going to attack you in 10 years, like making an alliance, let's say, with Egypt. Right? When push comes to shove, everybody in this room knows Egypt's going to attack Israel. Maybe they became their friends. Silly. I'm sorry. Silly. And that's what the Rabbi said to Asa. He said, the guy's going to come attack you in 10 years. Why didn't you go attack him now when you had a chance, because he attacked you now, because he's an ally of that guy, instead of wooing him away from that person, and you think he's becoming your ally, and giving him all the money of the Beis HaMikdash, and all the money righteous. So, the Navi, it's not just, you see what the Navi, if you learn it properly, you see what the Navi focused on, and it's clear to me, the Navi was showing him how it was beyond the line of Hishtadlus. It would be like saying to someone, you know, if a woman works, you know, but the home is dysfunctional because of it, then you have to question your status level. It means you don't have enough, you're too little bitachon, because that's what the Navi was telling Asa. And that's why I believe when he went to doctors, there's a lesson there, the plus of, you know, Af Barothin, like, so the word Af, which means also, is very strange. It doesn't really fit in. It doesn't fit the flow of the psukim. But if you learn, it was also just like the Navi perceived that because of his tactics in waging war against the enemy, the Navi perceived the lack of bitachon, and he was just hiding behind Hishtadlus. But his Hishtadlus was over the top, and it wasn't a rational thing to do. So you can only hide behind the Hishtadlus. But always say, well, if I don't do this, you know, Hishtadlus is the great, just like bitachon many times covers up laziness, so Hishtadlus covers up lack of bitachon. Right? So the Navi piercingly spelled out to Asa proof that it was a lack of bitachon, and then the next pasuk says, and Asa got punished. He had problems with his legs. We don't like to think about that, okay? We hope that's of the past. But he said he had it till the day he died. So I'm already past that stage, Baruch Hashem. But it says Af. So that means, because I'm sure Asa David Shimon Asra, like we davened, and he said, he Rotzon and Rufa'enu, and he said, Rufa'enu. And he hired doctors. Like, who's not going to hire doctors? So I assume the pshat and the pasuk is that just as he went through this, just like he spoiled the bitachon hishtadlus equilibrium, right? And the Navi came and said, what are you giving away the money for? What are you making an ally with your enemy that you know in 10 years is going to attack you, and now you have a chance to attack him and to destroy him, and now you're making an alliance with him? That's not Hishtadlus. If you know in 10 years he's going to come attack you, that's not Hishtadlus. It's wrong. So, and he pointed out a few things there, Mr. Divrei Hayom, that, and then he said, so when he went to the doctors and said, Rufa'enu, it was also like that. Even though we don't know how it was an indication. Because you have to. You go to the doctor, the most normal thing in the world, Yurape, etc., Hishtadlus, but that's probably what the pasuk talk upon him. We finish number one. To sum up, number one is life, sustenance, basic life when it comes to health, clothing, shelter, basic stuff. On one hand, B'tochen should be a no-brainer because you can rely on Hashem without a leap. I'm relying on Hashem to make me a millionaire. Who says Hashem wants you to be a millionaire? What right do you have to rely on Hashem to give you a millionaire? But yeah, I'm relying on Hashem that I should earn enough money to live. Oh, that you have a right to say. Then he goes, uh-oh, now you're going to sit home in an easy chair and read books all day because Hashem, you know, he said, that you're not going to do. But you can't forget and you can't think that it's your Hashem that's really doing it. This is like, should be the easiest one would think, and it's maybe one of the hardest of the seven things. Maybe it's the hardest. Because you must have bitachon, you must have ishtadlus, you must not think that your ishtadlus is accomplishing it. You have to be ready to drop the ishtadlus, because it's only ishtadlus, and Hashem can give you money other ways. And that's it. Okay, stop here.